Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Nationals lost today already in our time slot. Took over after that. They got swept by the New York Mets, the cream of the crop in the NL East, the best team in the National League at 45-24. For the Nats, that is 5 straight losses in 8 of 10. They're back to 8 under 500. The Wolves are at the door a little bit, understandably. You know, they said they're ready to win. Davey, before this series, said something to the effect of, if the message doesn't get through and guys don't start producing, we're going to make changes. I don't really know what that meant or who he was talking about, but since then, they went on a 22-inning stretch where they didn't score a run and they lost all 3 of the games that they played. So we're taking your calls now on the state of the Nats and, frankly, this lineup, 800-636-1067, any changes or adjustments that you think you would make. I'm on record as saying call up Brady House, and let's start there and see where it gets us. But I want to go back to the caller's point at the end of the hour, because we were up against the clock. We didn't have a chance to respond. But he said, essentially, that the Nats for several years have not drafted or developed well enough. That is an understatement.
That, yeah, there's no way to properly quantify that with just like a minute or two on a phone call. I mean, yeah.
Correct. I mean, this is something that we've talked about for years. Ken Rosenthal wrote a big piece about this just last week, or maybe now it's been 2 weeks ago. My response to that piece when we talked about it on this show was that while I don't think anything he said was not factual, I didn't really understand the timing of it. It's the equivalent of, you know, going up and giving a tongue lashing to an overweight person for how they're not taking care of their health and how fat they are after they've lost 25 pounds. They still got a lot of weight to lose, but they've lost 25 pounds. The Nats have done a better job drafting. They've done a better job developing in the last couple of years than in the many, many years before that. But if you want to take a 10-year look from a 15,000-foot helicopter view down on the draft history, it's bad. The development, it has not been good enough. The question that I ask is, if we all know and see that there's a lack of money spent on players, like the part of the house that we see from the exterior, the siding, the shutters, the windows, we know that's not being upkept. And in this hypothetical, Danny, the draft is the furniture in the house, and player development is, you know, the interior walls and flooring. How do we know that they're not also being cheap there and it's not costing them? In other words, everyone says either the people that are doing the developing, the people that are doing the drafting are bad. Well, many of them have been changed, by the way. They're a couple of years into a very, very new look front office here in terms of draft, development, system, all of that stuff. They have new people that are going to be in, I think, their third year running the draft. And you know, in the player development department, Eddie Longos is in his second year doing it. They've reworked so much of the organization over the last several years, and it has gotten, the results have gotten better, clearly. Still got a long way to go. But I guess my point is, are we sure that when they ask for a pitching lab, they get it? When they ask for the biomechanics plates they need to work through things like the San Francisco Giants made famous, that they get it? Are we sure when they won a Rapsodo or an Edutronic 10 years ago that they got it? I don't know the answer to that. So
I'm inclined to think no.
I'm here to tell you, yes, the results were not good enough or not good enough. They've got to keep getting better in that regard. And we could go piece by piece through players if you want to. But I think people assume that that means like, oh, well, Rizzo or, you know, name Johnny DePuglia, who's gone, or Chris Klein, who's gone, or, you know, any of these other people, Doug Harris, who's gone, or Deshaun Watson, who's gone, you know, had these roles, were really, really bad at what they did or something. Maybe. I'm not telling you they weren't. I don't know.
If the point is net-net, at the end of the day, when I go, all right, I'm looking back, and it's Giolito, Johansson, Stevenson, Keboom, Romero, Denneberg. That's not good enough. Correct. I got no unbelievable, surprising fourth rounder that makes it to the major leagues, becomes a star. I, you know, there are silver bullets. There's the Juan Soto story, right, where, you know, this was a huge deal, a win for them. This is the international signings, a place where they really, really struggled. This guy comes through, turns into a star right away. So for every one of those, it masks kind of the inefficiency or inability to find the next gem.
Well, the trades, man.
Right?
Thank God for the trades. And in this case right now, it's the Soto deal. James Wood, C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, Robert Hassel, who you're seeing at the major league level, and Harlan Susana to a lesser extent, who adds depth in the minor leagues as one of their top pitching prospects. But where would they be without that trade?
Precisely. And I'm blanking on some of the names because I've forgotten about them. The guys that they spent decent money on, international signings that aren't close to being major leaguers. Kind of, you know, this is all still post Smiley Gonzalez, which is a pretty low nadir for this organization. So drafting, developing, everything under the sun was not good enough for a long time. I think it's turned a corner now, and you're going to see some of the fruits of that labor over the next several seasons. But if your point is looking back, retrospective style, from say 2023, you know, to, you know, post Harper or post Rendon, yeah, there's a gaping vacancy of what should have happened to replenish this organization. And a couple of guys that would have come up and helped the big league club are helping other clubs. And they were used as commodities in trade, whether it's, you know, Jesus Luzardo or Nick Pavetta or a couple other guys. They were currency. I understand that, but that's not an excuse. That's not good enough to say the one good prospect that could fetch you something is now gone. Where's the other 30 to take his place?
Of course.
You know, and that's what was lacking. So the caller's point, I think, is right on, but I don't know that it acknowledges fully, hey, there is an attempt at least to turn the corner. I think you're seeing some results now.
Yeah. My question to his point is, was that it is clearly an organizational failure for that many years to have the limited success in the draft and in development that they did. They would acknowledge that, I would hope. How could they not?
Right.
The question is, why and how did it happen? And if it happened because they're cutting corners and they don't spend enough money on things, and when they ask for things, they don't get it, then it doesn't matter who's calling the shots. You could bring in Andrew Friedman's people from the Dodgers who do a good job. You could bring in Alex Anthopoulos's people from the Braves who do a good job. Less so, I guess, recently. but you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
do.
And that's the same thing I would say with the hitting coach part of this. Now, if you want to make changes just to make changes, Mike Rizzo says this all the time. He said it again on the Junkies on Wednesday. It's a results business. Wins and losses are how you judge them. And if that is the reality straight from his mouth, then the judgment right now is not good. And it hasn't been good for some time. Because let's not forget, Danny, that this is not year one of this situation with the Nationals, right? As they sit here today struggling. You know, last year and the year before, they were a 71-win team. The year before that, they lost 107 games. Before that, 97 games. Before that, 2020 after the World Series, 8 under .500, didn't make the playoffs. So it's 20, which was not by design, but, you know, the pandemic year. I'll even, frankly, give them a wash on that. Post-World Series, no celebration, you know, the pandemic season, they had the outbreak the first week and all the dumb rules, so whatever. 2021, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is the fifth year of this now. And if you go back to the beginning, their point was this is not going to be a very long rebuild. Now, I think some of that was rhetoric and not, you know, authentic to how it was actually going to have to go. But I think the rebuild, part of it, thanks to the Soto trade, thank God, that's the only reason why, but it actually went very well. The rebuild part of it went very well.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is when you've got Mackenzie Gore and C.J. Abrams now in their prime years, and when you've got James Wood as a young superstar and C.J. Abrams you know, getting ready for maybe a second All-Star game. And you've got, you know, these other young players that are producing and helping you and ascending and getting ready for the major leagues, whether that's Hassel or that's Brady House or anybody else. You've got to supplement with veteran talent. And that's the part they have not done.
Right.
Are they just choosing not to add veteran talent as a front office, or are they not being allowed to? I don't know.
Right. I have a suspicion.
It would be weird if Mike Rizzo said, you guys want me to sign a 30 home run bat for right field and
play
Dylan Cruz in center and make Jacob Young a fourth outfielder? No, I don't think that's the best way forward.
I don't like that. I wouldn't want to do something like that. So, yeah, I mean, the penny pinching ways in that regard lead me to believe and I know I have my bias. This, I have my hypothesis, rather, of what I think happened over those years. I think nothing was spent on. For a long time, I think there was a lot of neglect, and it was a lot of, we'll figure it out with guts and attack. Well, I want pitchers to be aggressive. Okay, well, can we fine-tune some mechanical things and figure out how to get a guy that was a journeyman Jerry into maybe a major league star with an extra pitch or something in a lab? I don't think those things were happening. Now, do I know that for a fact that I tore every facility? Of course not, but I got my sneaky suspicions based on some of the payroll antics, deferring money. I'm sort of assuming there. I'm ascribing a little bit more blame in my view to the purse strings as kind of the reason for a lot of this. And I think now it's starting to change to a degree, but still nowhere near enough.
I mean, their system, if you go back to like 2020 or 2021, was brutal. It just was. Their top prospect, Carter Kieboom, as the caller pointed out, didn't make it. Luis Garcia, who ended up being their top prospect at that time, was number two. He's an okay player. Last year was very good. Jackson Rutledge, first-round pick, is now a reliever. Will Crow, they ended up trading to the Pittsburgh Pirates, is now with the Phillies. Andre Lara is now 22 and in their system. Eddie Yean is with the Pittsburgh Pirates, was part of a deal. You mentioned former first-round pick Mason Denneberg, didn't get out of single A. He's now a wide receiver trying to make it in college football. Tim Cate, Seth Romero, Matt Cronin, Drew Mendoza. I mean, there's no major leaguers here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was 5 years ago. The system now, it's night and day.
So you go back to, for example, 2009, when they took Strasburg one. They had a comp pick based on the year before, and they took Drew Storen. Multiple big leaguers. Jeff Coburn has played in the major leagues. It wasn't great, but Michael A. Taylor was out of that draft, for example, a few rounds later. Like, the point is, it wasn't always this way. They found players. Now you look at a draft class, you go, oh my God, they took 25 guys and only 3 made the big leagues. That's way more normal than kind of what's happened here over the last 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, where they found players. They drafted Marcus Stroman, who ended up not signing and got drafted the following year. Nate Karns pitched in the major leagues for a while as a mid-round pick. They found players then. The world changed. They didn't change.
Well, here's what it's supposed to look like. It's even easier to describe, I think, the last couple of years where Jake Irvin and Mitch Parker, who were fourth and fifth round picks, end up giving you real major league innings. Irvin's been a legitimate, decent number two starter for the majority of the last couple of seasons, vying with Mackenzie Gore back and forth in terms of earned run average, right? Like, that is supposed to happen. It has to happen. And it didn't here for years and years and years. From like Eric Fetty to Jake Irvin, they didn't really develop an arm that was making starts. I think about, in the same way, you know, Jacob Young in the outfield, who is probably an extra guy, a speed and defense guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a seventh round pick out of the University of Florida, who's been a helpful major league player for them for the last couple of seasons. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to write a letter home to my parents about that, but literally that was not happening for a long time.
Yep.
The Jacob Young part of it. So to get guys like Young and Parker and Irvin and now Cole Henry and Rutledge, even though he's struggling a little bit, and Lord, like those kind of guys now in the big leagues helping, is progress. It shows that some of the changes that they've made over the last couple of years are working. I also think there was more trades along the way than people remember or acknowledge too. Not that any of the guys ended up becoming stars, right? But like, you know, they trade Daniel Johnson for Yan Gomes. They trade Blake Perkins at one point for Kelvin Herrera. Danny Espinosa gets flipped and they go get multiple players, including a big league reliever for him. Mark Sepchinski came in here for Max Schrock. Obviously the Steven Souza for Turner and Ross deal was great, but like, you know, they had guys in their system that maybe would have gotten to the big leagues.
Yeah, there definitely were.
Steve Lombardozzi for Doug Fister and that deal that they had with Robbie Ray.
Alex Meyer for Denard Span. I mean, there are quality deals in that regard for sure.
I mean, if you keep Ray and you don't trade for Fister, who was a good player here, that changes all of the math on, like, when's the last time you developed a pitcher? That guy's won a Cy Young Award. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Derek Norris was a good big leaguer for a very short time, but, like, he got traded for Gio Gonzalez. So this is all years ago, if you're going back from, like, you know, 2011 through 2017, 2018. But my point is, as you said, they have had guys. They have had some success. Then they went through a rut, and the success is starting to happen again. But I'm not going to argue with the point if it's as simple as they drafted poorly for a long time. Agreed. They developed poorly for a long time. Agreed. Facts.
Yep.
I file it into the same category I do my frustration with not going and getting me my bat in the outfield. Not going and getting me my, right, you know, veteran starter. But look, the baseball group has to take some blame too. I'm not saying it's 100-0. Whatever money you're given, you got to use. So this offseason, as an example, they spent, I don't remember what it was, but let's call it, you know, they had $15 million to spend on the bullpen, if that's what it was. They took 8 of it, and they spent it on Lucas Sims, who's gone because he was horrendous. Jorge Lopez, who was a hothead, who's gone, who wasn't helpful. And Colin Poche, who couldn't get you or me out because he would walk the yard.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's bad that you didn't get to spend real money on real players. But when you're given that money and you're choosing the 2 or 3 million guys, they also picked the wrong 2 or 3 million guys, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's a fair critique too. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey. What's up, Mitch?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, bud?
Thanks for taking my call. You know, and for some reason, Toby, I never recognized him. It was a different meeting. But anyway.
What's up, man? What do you got?
Offense. Yeah, offense has to pick up. I mean, I want to see him bring up House. I'm darn to see Dylan. He can pick it up. I think he's going to be a major league maybe star. I'm using it. But I love to get, they got to make a trade, at least one. I'm hearing Corey Seager. I mean, Abrams is good. Potential, but he's not having a good year at all. If they need Corey Seager, that would really help our pitching.
Yeah. Seager's under contract for a long time, so he's not coming
money.
Available.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Rangers also won a World Series and are competitive. They're having a down year, but they're not trading him anytime soon. Yeah, Abrams was in a rut for the better part of 3 weeks, but if you look at his numbers in terms of this season and where he ranks among shortstops, he's top 5 in most categories. You know, among shortstops.
Yeah, OPS over 800. I mean, even with this horrible funk he's been in.
Yeah, so he's not having a bad year at all, actually. He's having a bad month, for sure. Frank's in Great Falls. What's up, Frank?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you got a whole group right up there now that not a one of them controls the strike zone. So Davey's got to do something to shake that up, whether it's sit him or, you know, fire the hitting coach or whatever, because they get up there and they swing at everything. The last out of today's game was a microcosm of K-Bear Ruiz.
Agreed.
He simply will not control the strike zone. He will not swing at strikes. And so what you end up with, they've got two players, CJ and Woods, who are young enough that maybe they can learn to control a strike zone. The rest of them either can't or won't. Over years, they've shown us they can't or won't. And I honestly, they've got two guys, CJ and Woods, who can start, who should be starting on a playoff caliber team. I don't think there's anybody else on the field that's not on the pitching staff that should even be on a playoff contending team at this point.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, the Ruiz point, I think, is a good one, honestly. It is exasperating at times to watch him in RBI spots, wave at a breaking ball out of the zone, take up, you know, the one of the axioms I had as a with hitting coaches over the years that would instruct me and teammates and others was the difference between a JV high school hitter, a high school hitter, a college hitter, a pro hitter, et cetera. And the biggest difference is obviously the high-end ceiling and some of the talent and the physicality and the muscles, whatever. But the other part of it is you take your A hack, your best swing the most often. High school kids come out of their A swing all the time. Your head will fly out. You get fooled on a breaking ball, whatever. College kids, less so. Pro hitters, less so. Big leaguers, less so. The stars, you take your A hack. You're better off swinging and missing at a curveball out of the zone, than weakly tapping it for the millionth time, a seven hopper to the first baseman, or weakly on your front foot, popping it up on a plus count. Watching him not ever adjust, talking about Ruiz, is exasperating in a lot of cases. I'll just tell you, because the bat to ball is elite. That's a good trait.
And he doesn't swing and miss.
And somehow it's turned into a negative, because in any big situation, all you got to do is spin some Ed Harris Vaseline ball up there and he'll roll over it for you or pop it out for you. It's unbelievable.
So expected batting average right now, the Nationals are third in Major League Baseball in expected batting average. You look at expected slug, you go, yeah, but they just don't drive the ball enough. The ace swing, the damage. They're top 10 in that as well.
Is that right?
Yes.
I would have lost all of my money.
They're sandwiched between the Tigers, the best team in the AL, and the Mariners, who spent most of the first half so far in first place in the AL West. So it's almost like the results are not nearly as bad as we think, but they go through these terrible ruts, and they're really, really inconsistent.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeff, who's in Herndon. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, great show, you guys.
Thank you.
I love listening to you. And the one thing I was going to think of was, why did we get rid of everybody? Why couldn't we have kept like Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber to bolster the redevelopment? That's my question.
Say it again. Why did they get rid of them?
Yes. And what we get for them.
Yes. It's a good question. So the Kyle Schwarber trade, they got a pitcher named Aldo Ramirez from the Boston Red Sox, who was injured at the time, who's been injured mostly ever since. That trade did not work. It was a good idea, though. You flipped the guy who was a rental, who was going to leave at the end of the year in free agency. They weren't going to re-sign him because they can't. They haven't spent that kind of money since 2018, maybe? They haven't spent that money in a long, long time. And because they were going to lose him, you're getting the best possible prospect possible. So what they did was they got the number 8 player in the Boston system, a single-A pitcher who was nasty, who was injured, and he's just been hurt ever since. It was kind of a bad luck deal. You took a flyer on a single-A arm, hoping he'd turn into something. Same kind of deal they did with Lane Thomas for Alex Clemmie, who's actually making his way in the minor leagues right now. And if you do that enough, you're going to find some gems.
Yeah, you got to turn over the lottery ticket.
So I didn't hate that, but it didn't work out. The Turner deal, you look back at now, and that one is going to end up being one they kick themselves on, because they traded Trey Turner with a year and a half of control left. Max Scherzer was in that deal as well. He was a rental. So even though it's a big name, you're just not going to get a ton for him. But Turner, at a year and a half left, plus a half season of Scherzer to the Dodgers, you got to get a couple of marquee prospects back. And they did at the time. They got a guy in Josiah Gray, who to their credit has been an all-star since, but has Tommy John and is not pitching right now. And is probably like a fourth type starter based on what we've seen, you know, if some things work out. And then they got K-Bert Ruiz, who at the time was a top 100 prospect in baseball. It was pretty good, Danny. You know, two top 100 type guys, an arm and a bat. Now, it was not a bad deal for a year and a half of control of those two guys, because you got a catcher who's been your everyday catcher for like four seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Josiah Gray, who after TJ will come back, and if not for Tommy John, would have been in your rotation like every 5 days since the moment of the deal. That's there's value to that.
Yeah. So what's more rare though is the Soto deal, where every single player
right.
is now like in the major league lineup playing against Juan Soto two teams later. You know what I mean? Like that's more rare.
But it is fair to say, like that deal, what it looked like that day and what it became, two very, very different
Absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely. I think that's 100% right on.
But that's the answer to your question. Right. Why didn't they keep those guys? Turner, they could have. You know, there's never a reason on a non-contending team to keep rentals. I'll even say this year, they don't have anything of real value, but like flip a rental.
Yeah,
no
Nathaniel
problem.
Logo's on a tear. I'll help you pack your bags.
He's under contract for next year.
That's true.
So I would not trade him because that's kind of my point is, in fact, definitively, he's my point. I would not trade Nathaniel Lowe because he's under contract next year. And God forbid you ever spend any money. You could actually be okay next year. You're pretty close. But people who are not under contract beyond this year, I would flip because they're just leaving via free agency anyway. You're not paying them. You're not keeping them. So add to your system. It's how we got here where the system's really good. And these guys like, you know, Hassel and Dalen Lyle, who they drafted, like it's creating more competition. Your minor leaguers are getting better because of this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.